you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day, everyone. This is B. Jemine, a.k.a. The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to the first official episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast for 2024, which happens to also be our 130th episode. Woo!
Woo!
And with me, as always, Woo. Are my very, very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Yes, guess who's back? Back again. It's the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Back to watching movies again.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. I'm very excited for this episode, but before we actually get to it, we got to introduce our other co-host. Is the most American of all the Americans out there. That is the Tubi Award-winning co-host of this podcast, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Great. Listen, we all won Tubi Awards that day. All right.
Yes.
We've all won Tubi Awards. Not just me, but I do have to tell you, I am best co-host, so.
Where that would pride.
So.
The people have spoken.
I need a shirt.
Yes.
Like that.
I was just thinking the exact same thing, Colin. You need to get a shirt that has the Tubi, the golden rotary phone on it and says best co-host winner.
Yes.
I'm so down for that. I really need a shirt. I think that needs to be made, and I feel like we need jerseys. I feel like we need jerseys too.
Well, and we'll make it into a crop top as well.
Oh yeah, it's got to be a crop top without a doubt.
Exactly.
Our other co-host Batch was here, but as has been the gimmick apparently for the past few months, his computer is messing around. So hopefully Batch will be joining us soon, but you know, it's the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. The show must go on, and we don't edit shit. So
exactly.
Beat.
Nah.
With our first episode back for the year, it is always a Patreon voted Tubi original. So do you want to give us the rundown on this one?
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Well, it's our kind of tradition to start off a new phase of the show each year is by doing a Tubi original film. Because, I mean, it makes sense too, because not only does Tubi releasing so many awesome movies on their platform, but they're also making original films and TV shows as well. So we've already done two previous films. We've done Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood and as well as Titanic 666. So we put the poll out there on the Super Network Patreon with six original Tubi films. And we let our listeners decide which one we were going to do for the show. So the ones that were on the poll included DC Down, starring Eric Roberts, Blood, Sweat, Cheer, Deadly Dilf,
Damn.
Phoenix.
That's me. That's my nickname, motherfuckers. That's my nickname.
He's the Deadly Dilf Colin.
I'm Deadly Dilf Colin.
Exactly. Then, of course, Phoenix, starring Randy Couture, Neil McDonough, and what was the wrestler's name, Marcy?
Eva Marie.
Eva Marie, yes.
Yeah.
And also, and I'm kind of surprised that this didn't get picked, Frankie Meets Jack, starring Joey Lawrence and directed by Andrew Lawrence. So we could have had our first movie of the year be our second Andrew Lawrence film for this show.
I'm sad however, it didn't get voted for.
Indeed, indeed. However, though, the winner of the poll and our first film for the show this year is the horror film with the most amazing title ever, Marry, Fuck, Kill.
I thought it was Marry, F, star, 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 kill.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it says on all the posters, but we know what they really meant. Unless they really meant Marry, Fuck, Kill.
I'm gonna fuck you hard. Now,
Is the title card gonna have the stars, or is it not gonna have the stars?
No,
that is a good question. I mean, are we gonna, like, at the moment we're looking at the Tubi screen, especially if you're watching the video version of this show, there is three stars on there, so maybe it's Marry Food Kill for all we know.
Maybe food. Maybe
Marry
Fook you.
Marry
fuck the whole Corgan.
So
Fook makes me think of shit. That did you guys ever like have fake cuss words when you were growing up so your parents wouldn't know that you were cussing? Dude, I used to say shit like that all the time. It'd be like Fook you and like sheet, man. Like my fucking parents, I know they caught on, but that shit to me is hilarious.
I still do that even as an adult.
Well, only when around children, but then even then I kind of forget. But anyway.
Yes. I don't say, when kids are around, I don't say, oh shit, I say, oh sugar.
I've been saying, oh snap, and then I've been trying not to cuss in front of my kids because I cuss a lot, and especially around my kids, and they're like, Dad, every time you say the F word, you're going to put a thing in the jar, and you're going to fucking owe us a lot of money. And I was like, I'm not gonna owe you fucking shit. And they were like, put one in there. And I was like, god damn it. I kept fucking saying fuck all day.
exactly. But yeah, so Batch will join us once his computer has finished rebooting, so he'll join right in for this film. However, so we'll might as well get straight to it. So what you're gonna need to do, everyone, is look up the film Marry Food Kill or Marry Fuck Kill on Tubi. And since it is a Tubi original, it's playing on Tubi all over the world, so it's easy to find. So we'll count. So I'll count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if you hear this sound effect.
Oh, I don't have one prepared, but if we get an ad, oh my god, hold on. I had something before. Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, hey. Here comes Batch.
Oh, Batch is there. He'll play that sound effect.
Yes, Batch.
Batch with the run-in.
Yes, so Batch, also joining us at the last second, is our fourth member and our Canadian brother from another mother, Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Good day. A little bit late, but my computer's an asshole.
Yes, we all blame the computer. We've already told the audience that the film we're choosing for that the Patreon subscribers voted is Marry, Food, Kill.
Sounds delicious.
repeat that.
Marry, Food, Kill.
I thought it was Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh no, it's Marry, Fuck,
Kill.
Yeah,
I thought it was that too, dude.
But that's the thing. There's three stars in the title, and you can see it on the screen right now. So for all we know, it might mean something else rather than fuck.
Okay.
I mean, the girl on the screen that I'm looking at, like, I see half of her face, and she looks pretty all right. I'm ready to see her titties. Let's go.
All right. Well, after when you hear the sound effect, we'll play the sound effect again once the ads are finished. But we'll also make sure to... Oh, there we go. And we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way... So we can all still be in sync. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Marry, Fuck, Kill, or Marry, Flick, Kill, or Marry, Flies, Kill... I'm pretty sure this audio commentary will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy... Colored Batch, are you ready to make the hardest decisions of your life between three people in Marry, Fuck, Kill?
Sure, let's go.
Alrighty, let's do this.
I got the sexy lighting on. That's how ready I am.
Let's do this. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Now, we're just going to
be original.
We're going to play the game off the bat, and you all have to do it. The choices are Bead, Batch, Colin, Marry, Fuck, Kill. So you might have to marry, kill, or fuck yourself in this game.
I mean, I'm going to fuck myself real quick. Like, that's fine. I've been married twice. I don't want to fucking marry myself, dude. Oh. There's no way. Like, that doesn't happen.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, I have to marry myself. All right.
I made it too easy. You're all going to marry yourselves.
Okay.
I would probably kill myself.
Oh.
Dude, me too. All day, I'll kill myself.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'll do, I'm being honest about this. I'll kill myself. Oh, there's an orgy going on in this movie. Anyways, I'll kill myself. I will fuck Colin, and I will marry Batch.
Ooh.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
I'd say that's consensual.
Whoa!
There's a lot of, like, is this... What is going on? Oh! Oh, it is Star Star. Marry F Star 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 Kill.
Look at that fucking nerd.
Look at this shithole.
This woman is a mood. There is a fucking nerd. We got our first fucking nerd for the year in the first two minutes of this movie.
Look at that neck beard.
Is that a piano scarf? Oh, no, it's not. Damn.
Look at those millennials.
Fuck it, millennials.
But wait, Colin, who are you fucking and then marrying out of Bead and Batch?
I told you I was going to fuck myself. I don't know, man. Dead. I don't know if I could fuck Batch. He's not my type.
Him instead.
I love him, but he's not my type.
Colin,
Bead, this I have to fuck you, Bead.
All right, I accept that, but also, Colin, you made me do a spit take just before.
Already?
Why?
You did. You said you would fuck yourself, and it made me laugh. The first spit take of the year.
Oh, jeez.
Hell yeah, and I did it. I didn't even know I did it. Fuck.
I wasn't even paying attention. I was looking at the movie.
Look at this fucking Chad.
He's a Chad nerd.
His name's Jack.
We are literally like 2 minutes into the movie and you're disrupting the podcast already.
Did somebody say Chad? Who buys porn?
Hello?
It's Chad.
Oh, hi, Chad, who buys porn.
That's a newcomer of the year, Chad, who buys porn. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Award-winning Chad, who buys porn.
I'm making so much more money since I won that award. And I buy so much more pornography. I got gold passes on like 32 websites now.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Dude, I didn't even see a dime from winning an award. You're lucky, bro. Good job. You had endorsements.
Let alone
now?
All the sexy 80s away there, so I contribute to now.
Also, Chad, did you make this movie, or are you going to buy a movie called Marry, Fuck, Kill?
I got Marry, Fart, Boss, Kill.
Freddy's gutting for that running joke of the year award again.
Oh my god, he Marcia's has to sit sleeping. On my lap right now.
No.
He's yawning.
Marcia had enough of the day. I'm done. I'm over
the award-winning pets of the podcast.
Freddy's like, did somebody say marry, hump, kill?
Freddy does like marry, hump, kill.
When is this set in? Because the dude is dressed like it's the 70s. Everybody else is dressed like it's the 2000s. And then that woman is dressed like it's probably 1992.
I don't know.
That patio furniture looks like it's 1984.
It's a movie out of time.
Is that Carol Baskins?
It could be. Damn Carol Baskins.
Auntie Carol Baskins.
Yes.
Dude, Carol Baskins is hot. Don't get me started about Carol. Wait, Carol Baskins?
Okay, yes, Colin, I got a marry, fuck, kill for you. Are you ready?
Let's we'll see right. if he knows I'm who ready, they are.
Bro. Okay, marry, fuck, kill, Joe Exotic, Carol Baskins, or Doc Antle?
Well,
who's the third one? I don't know who that
Doc,
one is.
Doc Antle.
I'll answer this one. I'll answer this one.
Yes.
I would kill Doc Antle because I think he's worse, to be fair.
Then Joe Exotic
is gay, awful. So I don't know if he's going to enjoy fucking me, but we'll try. And I'll marry that bitch Carol Baskins and feed her to the tigers. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you kill Joe Exotic, it's probably a hate crime.
Well, that is true. I didn't think about that. See, that's why you're
killing Doc Antle because he's a cunt.
That's that's why you're going to marry Joe too? Exotic. No, he's got a billion wives.
Is that the dude on TLC where he's got a billion wives and he's like? Like, he's like, all right, I will lay with you tonight. And then they're like, oh, my God, I totally get to fuck him tonight. Oh, my God.
Essentially, yes.
It's insane.
Marry Doc Antle because he's got so many wives. I could probably bang a couple of them before. Kill Carol Baskins and fuck Joe Exotic because he knows how to party.
Hell yeah.
Dude, he does know how to party.
Did she bring three fucking joints to this party? Whatever the fuck.
Oh, she has down the party.
As a bartender, I approve.
She has an entire bag of joints with her.
Speaking of joints, it's time for what's Batch smoking? What's Colin smoking? Right now, Batch is smoking some Lava Fuel from Good Supply. Very, very nice and nick and not too heavy, but nice little relaxation in there. And get some good around 22-23% THC.
Nice. And Colin, do you know what you're smoking, bro?
Well, Colin is dab penning some shit called Berry Runts, and it tastes wonderful. But nice. I think in a little bit, I'm going to be moving on to I have a half a joint in the ashtray that I'm probably going to move on to. It's not doing too much for me right now. I need a little more sativa in my life right now. So.
My sativa.
Freddy, I think you moved when I tried to take the selfie.
Good weed.
I'm trying to get a selfie of Freddy with the microphone because he thinks he's a dog podcaster.
No.
You win one award,
buddy. Get him some headphones. Get him some headphones.
Look at this little boy.
Get him to work.
Yeah, Freddy put him to work. Make him start cutting shit.
Freddy's going to edit the podcast now.
I can imagine Freddy editing a podcast.
Stop kissing me face.
He's just moving around. His paws are just
sit down.
He's getting all pissed off because he can't sit edit down. Something or he's using the wrong tool and you see his little paws going. He's just fucking being a dog editing a podcast at a computer.
Yes,
it's all right. I almost killed myself the other day because I was talking to Gots and I was like, dude, Mersh snores so bad, so bad. Aww. And I think she has fucking cat apnea, and he almost died. Cat apnea. And then I got all into it where I was like, I need to get her a cat sleep apnea mask and fucking all that shit. How fucking hilarious would that be to see that fucking little cat?
I'm trying to picture it. Someone trying to put fucking, the mask on a cat. Fucking,
yes. And you're like,
zoom, I dare you
put
that
it all over her head. And she's just like,
he would drop
to get
it
off her head.
Kata, drop
Rocky
it,
would not allow it. Freddy! Bro, this is not the Freddy podcast. What are you
watching? I don't even know what's going on in this movie.
We
have scratch marks up to here on the walls for him drop kicking the wall.
Oh my god!
Fuck that.
Rocky is.
I'd be like,
Nurse,
you can go live outside, wreck my walls and shit.
Freddy,
you can go live outside. An animal. You can go fucking.
Freddy. Unfortunately, we live on the third floor. That's not an option.
Oh, well, I do too. I would never let Merce jump off the thing. I'd be like, nah, bro, you staying home.
So, video game corner, since we're a video game podcast now, Colm, you've been playing some Spider-Man 2, have you not?
Like none. I just watched my kids play the other day. That's I haven't played shit yet. But it's tight. I like it. Yeah. I think it's
He's in a Canadian tuxedo.
He is. Well, that's actually, this is a Canadian
tuxedo.
Well, that makes sense because this was a Canadian co-production.
Freddie?
So I was half off.
Yes.
Ow! Bloody hell, you just scratched me. Freddie?
Freddie wins one award and he thinks he owns the podcast.
Seriously, calm your farm, buddy. Oh my god. Freddie, you got eye gunk.
This dude looks like the Canadian. This dude looks like the Tubi equivalent of Sebastian Stan.
Yes, Freddie.
Well, the sexy Andes may be dead in a pie, but it looks like we got a whole new batch of sexy Andes.
New sexy Arnies are coming in hot here. Toy.
Oh yeah, by the way, there's only one bit of trivia on this movie. And that is a Tubi original movie. That's about it. Wow. However, one person found it helpful to know about this.
Meanwhile, I've got Freddy going absolutely fucking bananas right now. He's playing with a toy now.
I can hear him squeaking in the background.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
What's that?
There's a phone call.
There's a phone call. It's from Tubiland Prison. Oh, shit. I think it's Louise.
Oh, okay. Better answer it.
Hello?
Hello there, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasso. I'm in jail. I'm very upset right now. Oh, honey, I am very upset. I came to this jail. Oh,
11:55. Sorry, Louise.
That's all right, honey. I mean, I can't see the movie where I am because I'm in jail at the moment. They don't even have Tubi here, and I'm upset by this.
Does anyone know who you are? Does anyone recognize you in jail?
Can you use
a celebrity to get in the pecking order?
Oh, honey, I've already basically, first thing I did when I walked in, I basically started owning the prison, and I've already got bitches left and right of me, honey. I'm like, they're everywhere. Everyone is, like, already worshipping me like I'm a god here, and it's wonderful.
We're back, 11:57.
Oh, did someone say pie? Did I hear a pie from that movie through the phone?
Louise,
get the things correct.
Louise.
Anastasia. Oh, God. Thank God you're there, too.
Like, yes, we are in this shitty jail, but Louise, you be honest with everybody. It was me who got all the bitches in the jail, and you're just my number one jail bitch.
Well, first of all, Anastasia, you're one of my best friends, but we know who the top dog in the jail is. And it's me. You're just the muscle.
We know that I am the muscle, but the two, Louise, who smuggled in your red wine? It was me.
Well, I know you had to smuggle it in somehow, and you had to put it in a place like we're not going to be mentioning on this show, but I'm just going to say it right now. Marcy, Batch, Colin, I need, and that bean guy, I need you to get a pumpkin pie and put a file in it and send it here because we need to get out of jail. We shouldn't be here.
Well, Louise, no. You did confess to poisoning and trying to kill Craven on this podcast.
Yes, but it's Craven. Who gives a shit? It was Craven. This means nothing.
To be fair, that is true.
I'm the only eyewitness. I'm the only eyewitness to this. I know what happened. I deserve to be in jail.
We're waiting for our trial, okay? We have my trial friend Craven in the like that.
Yes, so the trial coming soon on this podcast. In the upcoming months.
Yes. And I'm mad.
You know, the justice system isn't quick, especially on this show.
Yes, so, yes. It's a real life justice system. You know, you wait forever in jail for your court, and then court takes 20 years.
So, Louise, another plus, at least with Toby. He's a ghost, so you can actually still be with Toby while in prison.
Oh, yes, yes, honey. Like, it's very wonderful that he can just come and see me during the night, possess my body, and show me a good time here in prison. So I know what it's like. Let's just say we give a whole new meaning to control visits.
It is like you're reenacting possessed by the night every night.
Oh, yes, honey, my head is spinning all around, I'm vomiting, and also I'm masturbating with a crucifix. Like, it's a very weird thing when Toby and I get together. It gets very kinky.
Anastasia, I'm so sorry you're her cellmate.
It's a good thing I'm not actually in the same cell. We have neighboring cells, but it is not very good. But you should feel sorry for Louise's actual cellmate. Her name is... I'm not quite sure, actually.
Christy?
He disappeared once Louise showed up. I think they hide in the corner.
Yes, that's hiding in the corner, my cellmate. But uh-oh, our time's almost up. So we've because Batch, you have to let Ginger Lynn know because she's our lawyer. She's got to get us out of here as soon as possible. So we got to get going.
I will let Ginger Lynn know personally. Okay.
Okay. So,
I thought she was dead.
Ginger Lynn never dies, honey. But anyways, we'll see you later. Bye.
Boy, but also, before I go off the phone for you, yes. Now, you're watching Marry, Fuck, Kill, apparently. So,
something like that, yes.
So, with this one here, you have to pick from Louise Lasser, Ginger Lynn Lasser, and Melanie Lasser.
Oh.
Okay, so I think fuck Melanie because we've seen her boobs. Mm-hmm. She shows them to everybody. Mary, not Louise, and kill Louise.
You know what? I'm going to marry Louise because you know you're going to get like pumpkin pie and red wine, and you know that's going to be served on a daily basis. And I'll fuck Anastasia and then kill not Melanie.
It was Melanie and Ginger Lynn.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
I couldn't remember Ginger Lynn.
Okay, so I'll marry Ginger Lynn because she's a lawyer, so she's got to... I mean, now I'll fuck Ginger Lynn and then kill Melanie.
Hey, Colin, we're not telling Ginger Lynn, right? No.
But my answer... My answer would be I'd kill myself because all three of those options sound fucking awful. So that's mine.
Ginger Lynn and Melanie are hot. Both of them are equally hot.
That is true.
I don't even know who they are in real life. Are they real life people or are they made up?
No comment.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, did someone say ghosts? Someone in this movie mentioned ghosts.
I don't know what's happening in this movie, and we're only not even 20 minutes in.
Has anything actually happened?
That girl right there with that girl with that sweater right there, she looks really tired. Like, she just looks like she doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Did somebody in this movie say ghosts? Hello, everyone. Boo.
What's up, bro? This movie's got a lot of chicks. You ready to ectoplasm, bro?
Oh, actually, I'm taking my tablet tonight. So, what's going on here?
Focus. Think about baseball.
I'm trying, but it's not working. Sorry. Oh, wait a minute. She was wearing a bra. That was wasted ectoplasm.
You almost had it.
She just has to do laundry. That's all you got to do. Just have her put on another bra and make her do laundry. That's what happens when you come on.
He wanted to see. He wanted to see her tits, not see her wear a bra.
Now, Toby,
I want to see her tits too.
With Louise in women's prison, this has got to be perfect for you, right, bud? That's a lot of women in the showers.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, I do that anyway, even if Louise was here. But I mean, I have more time on my hands at the moment without Louise around. I mean, I go visit her every night at the prison, but during the day, I just feel so lonely.
Do you sing songs while you're lonely?
Oh, yeah, I sing things. So I do. I sing songs such as I am lonely, so lonely, so lonely and alone, or whatever that song is. But anyways, though, nobody wants to hear me sing. But.
I do, dude.
But there is precedence for characters bursting into song on this podcast.
Well, that is true. That is true. Well, I'm making the most of it. They did mention a ghost, so I'm already at this house watching on everyone doing the dirty deed. And, you know, that's just one of those things that, you know, I just enjoy the most. And also, you can see me in the background because I'm all that mist everywhere.
Yes. I mean, someone's paying attention to this movie because I have no idea what's going on.
Well, I'll let that big guy explain. But anyways, I better get going because I got to go for my 1 p.m. cultural visit with Louise. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
Wait, Toby, I got a question.
Yes.
Why even schedule those visits? You're a ghost. You could just go through the walls whenever you wanted to.
Calling my best friend. Oh, she went flying.
I think she did.
Oh, now there's blood on the tree.
Somebody's on their period.
Actually, that was me. Sorry, that was me trying to hold it in, and then it became a bit of a bloody mess.
You gotta check that. If you're ectoplasmic blood, then go see a doctor.
This is the conundrum. I ectoplasm too much, but if I don't ectoplasm, then it becomes a bit of a health risk. So I'm in a conundrum, guys. I'm in a conundrum, but. But to answer your question, Colin, I mean, I do all the time, but I go to the 2 p.m. one, the 3 p.m. one, the 4 p.m. one, the 5 p.m. one, the 6 p.m. one, and so on and so forth. And also, look at this nerd with his, like, collar up, collar poking out of his jumper.
This dude looks like he's trying to be a priest. It's weird and creepy, and I don't like it.
But anyway, so I better get going. But I'll see you all later. Bye, boo.
That guy looks like he likes Lego a little too much.
What happened to fucking Daenerys? Why is she in that coffin?
Well, I think that the plot of this movie is that these friends, their friend has died, and back earlier in college, they like played a game of marry, fuck, kill, or whatever, and basically She's dead now, so they go to her funeral, and now they're being killed off one by one.
Well,
so
you've got to
make
sure.
Destination?
No.
Kind of. I think it's kind of like a ghost, maybe. A killer ghost.
But they have to tell the killer first what their fuck, marry, kill list is.
Yes.
The
problem is, if you pick the wrong marry, fuck, kill order, then you're fucked and someone's going to actually kill you. So.
So if it's your turn and you tell them you want to kill this person, it's going to kill them. But do you get to fuck and marry the other person?
I don't think so. I
don't. It's getting complicated.
We're trying to make something. We're making the plot of this movie way too complicated.
No,
I've never
given
seen
me
this
a fuck,
movie,
marry,
but I can tell
thing.
You the end of this movie.
Yeah, the killer is probably the girl that's dead.
No, I guarantee you somebody at the end has to, like, sacrifice themselves, and they have to, like, kill themselves. Be like, all right, fuck, marry, kill. I'm going to kill myself. And then they do it, and that's the end of the movie. I guarantee
you. Why does
you,
this
that's
guy look like
Adam,
that movie. Adam Page?
And the alternate cut is, I'm going to fuck myself. And then they just start masturbating and then credits.
And then, yeah, they just, yeah. And then he's like,
no, that's a porno.
Well, this movie begins with someone committing suicide and doing a ritual. So maybe the person killed themselves so they can become a ghost and then kill their
fuck
friends.
Everybody.
Because, yeah. And they're like, I'm going to.
The killer is going to be the girl they think is dead.
Yeah.
Like, and also, this guy, I don't think anyone heard me, but this guy looks like Adam Page, and it's really weird, and I don't like it.
Young boy Adam Page from Ring of Honor?
Yes, basically. Look at him.
When he was wearing the John Deere cap to the ring?
Just give him a mustache, he would look like Adam Page now.
But do you want weed or not, Sonny?
But no one's given me a marry, fuck, kill to do, by the way.
I'm thinking of one, Marcy. I'm thinking of one.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Kraven, Gaiku Kaibu, and Chad who buys porn.
Well, Kraven gets killed. I'll just fuck Chad hate who Kraven buys
so much.
Because we do.
He's the worst.
Can I answer the question? You're not letting me talk. No, it's my decision. Well, it's my decision. I'm killing Kraven. I'm fucking Chad who buys porn so he has someone to fuck. And then I'll marry Gaiku Kaibu because he likes to party.
I don't think Chad's ever physically had sex before with a woman.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to blow his world.
And he doesn't care. He's quite happy.
That's why he gets picked to fuck. Bean, you have to do it now.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to kill Kraven. And also, you know, I'm going to marry Chad who buys porn and fuck Gaiku Kaibu. Because like you say, Batch, Gaiku Kaibu knows how to party. So I can imagine he'd be just fantastic and show you a good time.
Colin, now you can answer.
I'd marry Kraven because he's tight. And deep down, he's really nice. And all you got to do is talk to him. You guys just, he's misunderstood. All right? He's done a lot of shit, but listen. I'm high. And I know him. And I'm in my feels. And I love Kraven, so I'd marry him.
Colin, you touched me right in my
face. Dude, yeah, bro, you're back. Dude, how's the astral plane doing? How's it doing?
Oh, so lonely. I can see too.
Yeah, I mean, it's real sad over here.
You are a cold blooded, you would all kill me. Oh, it hurts. It breaks my heart. Colin's a good dude. That's why he's called to be here.
Kraven, what's it like in the astral world in your coma?
Really nice. I wish I had some lessons. But I can kind of go a little bit, but only like over my body. I can't go like visit Louisa prison or anything like that.
Oh. Well, we'll see if we can get you some sunglasses there.
Yes. Yes. I don't know how much longer I can last in this coma.
I work for Postal. I'll send them to you. Don't worry. Just text me your address. We got numbers.
The light is getting very bright, and I think I should walk toward it.
I don't know, Kraven.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know. I mean, having Kraven be in a coma and stay in the astral plane forever, I mean, is that really a bad thing?
No, because it's hilarious.
Oh, you guys, oh no!
Oh no, he's gone.
But we love Kraven in the astral world.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
That was mean.
Even if he's responsible for Louise and Anastasia being in jail.
And killing off all of Louise's family.
Well, yes. Yeah.
But that's their fault. They decided to get revenge on Kraven. Okay? That's their fault. You're victim blaming here.
The difference is Kraven didn't physically do anything himself. He had other people do the whole thing. Well, they've committed the crime that admitted it publicly on a podcast.
Victor Crowley has kind of disappeared since the wedding. We may have to go on the hunt for him. Maybe he's one of our key witnesses for the trial.
Oh, there he is.
What's up, bro?
Happy New Year to you too, Sensitive Victor Crowley.
I don't have clocks in the swamp, so I assume it's like the next year, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh. How are all you? Would anyone like a hug?
I am a good hunter.
I mean, I love hugs,
bro,
but...
Yeah, bro, I'll take one.
Uh-oh. Watch your odds, Colin.
Be careful.
Come on in, bro.
I can be gentle. I can be gentle.
Oh, that was wonderful, bro. I needed that. Thank you.
Colin, I think you're missing an arm.
I mean, am I missing any toes? Probably.
That's on me. I apologize.
It's all right, bro. I didn't need that arm anyway. I'm right-handed.
Well, Senator Victor Crowley, where have you been since the red wine wedding? That was months ago. Where have you been?
I've been dodging Brothers Bronson, mostly. Those guys are on my tail. And I've been hanging out in Florida, mostly.
That checks out, I guess. It is hard to... you know, stay away from the Bronson brothers.
Yes. I didn't even kill their family. I killed Louise's family.
Yeah, but they, you know how they don't like families getting killed on a...
You should let it go.
Yeah.
It's done. It's done. It's over with.
Well, I think you might have to be sort of careful, Senator Victor Crowley, because you may have to be a witness for the upcoming trial.
What happened?
Well, since you've been gone for so long,
I don't have a phone.
All right. Well, what happened was, so Louise decided to take revenge on Craven, made him eat the six Ciani's in a pie. Well, because you helped Craven kill off all of her entire family at the wedding.
I did do that, didn't I? Oh, you did. It's been a crazy 2 months.
I'm so sorry, but right before this ad, that was one of the greatest quotes this movie I've ever seen in a movie. They're arguing about something because I think the ghost is like because
back 30, oh, fuck, 35
back, like he fucked. I'm trying to figure it out, but this line was hung. I almost died.
Was it something about his penis having problems or something? I didn't quite catch it properly.
Your dick has caused enough problems.
Enough problems, yeah.
Has your dick caused enough?
That's all dicks do.
That's what we say about Craven as well, because he...
You know what, Bede? I liked that one. So I'm going to...
Woohoo!
Oh.
You get one of those.
Yeah, hasn't your wiener caused enough problems? That's hilarious.
Has your wiener not caused enough problems?
How's your wiener?
My sister has a wiener. My sister has a wiener dog, and it's
oh,
yeah, I'll send you a picture of it. Oh,
what is happening?
I thought she said a Tubi original, but she just said a true original.
We're in a
Tom
Tubi original.
At the moon with me.
The
actors have become self-aware.
We're in a Tubi movie, guys.
I feel really bad because, like, these people have worked really hard on this movie, and I'm not even paying attention to it.
No.
Well, I'm listening to the subtitle. I'll be watching the subtitles now.
There's a reason why
we watch
on this podcast, because we all have ADHD, and we need something just to squirrel. What the fuck was that? Every 30 yes. seconds.
Indeed.
I really wish Deadly Dilf had won the poll, just saying.
Well, that's what I reckon our Patreon subscribers, the reason they picked this movie was the title. That's what I reckon the reason was.
But also, Bede, you made the poll, so I'm blaming you for this one.
Well, I mean, there were many options, so I'm not in only 1% the fault in here.
Bede, there's like 50 Tubi originals.
Yeah, but
so
these
if you want to vote in polls
this
like this and subscribe to the Patreon, how much is it and how do they do that?
Yeah, what you need to do is go to the Super Network Patreon and subscribe just as low as $1 a month, and you get to listen to all the podcasts, particularly the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, early before they drop online, particularly the video version, which is only exclusive on Patreon, so you can watch us watch the movie at the same time, and also you can also be a part of any Tubi original polls as well. You can vote in those, and you can also go in the draw to pick a movie for us for the show.
And you repeated a few words there a few times, but yes.
Yes, Whoa,
not wearing a bra.
Oh, she's not. Fair.
He's
fair.
Trying to be her bra. Wait, where's the... There we go.
That's my joke.
Whoa.
Who are these people and why are they fucking each other? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I had the scariest wet dream ever.
It's rookie Kenny Omega.
Marcy, how could you?
No, that wasn't for you. That was for him in the movie. Oh, there's Mersh.
No.
Oh, and he woke up with no pants on. He's obviously a werewolf.
This movie is like obsessed with butt crackers. There's like been two in the last 10 seconds.
What is even meant to be happening?
That's the only nudity.
This movie is like they didn't.
Yeah.
How are we not even halfway through?
Is this going to be like one of those movies where it starts off basically being slow and then eventually at the halfway point it just escalates and goes batshit insane?
It better, because this is kind of boring.
Or it just continues to be slow.
Yes.
Is that Matt Cameron from, or fucking from Matt from Seventh Heaven? What's his name? Barry Watson?
Barry Watson. But isn't he like 50 now?
I think so.
Seventh Heaven. Did you guys get that show at all? Seventh Heaven?
Yes, we did.
Yes, and I know why people don't talk about that no more.
Oh, yeah, but
I give that joke a
Barry didn't do anything. Hell yeah. I love Seventh Heaven now. I didn't appreciate it when I was a little kid because my parents were crazy and made us watch that show because they thought TV would treat us values or teach us values, which is how I teach everybody's kids. But The Simpsons raised me, so it's okay. But yeah, that's Seventh Heaven. I love that show now. It's fucking great. The Kids in a Gang. You guys ever seen that episode? It's fucking great.
I've seen all the episodes in my time.
I love how we're just talking about Seventh Heaven on the show.
It's a good show. Catherine Hicks is good. She was good.
Isn't
the dog was even good?
Wasn't what's the game? 7 minutes in Heaven. That's it. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think that's what the dad thought he was playing with underage girls. But
ew.
Seventh Heaven.
Seventh Heaven. That dude was hella in Seventh Heaven. Gross.
I have a feeling that Toby's involved. Toby's involved with some. With
oh my god, it's Uncle Vikram with a shaved moustache.
Vikram in disguise.
Is he fucking somebody over? Yeah, Uncle Vikram.
He's a lawyer.
I am Uncle Vikram, the lawyer.
Swear to God, I served Uncle Vikram at work the other day.
Oh. Did he talk like that too? Was he like,
he totally did.
You give me indica and I need sativa and you do not give me Uncle Vikram. Like, that's how he talked to you? Like,
more or less,
you need gummy? We need a gummy. You give us gummies, we give you $20.
No,
that's how he talked, dude.
You give higher.
And this lawyer, for real,
THC he's like, higher. You, I did higher THC.
You do higher PhD.
Since they're they're talking to a lawyer. Speaking of lawyers, Lewis Lasser, are you here?
Hello, it's me, Lewis Lasser. How are you guys doing today? It's been a while since I've been on the show. I've been busy behind the scenes with Craven.
Oh,
someone's got to organize his medical bills. Because, he's not made of money. So any donations, we're doing a GoFundMe for Craven right now. Any proceeds go to Craven and pay these medical bills because he's in a coma. He's not faking it at all.
Okay, so how much have you guys raised so far for the GoFundMe?
$75. It's not bad.
And what's the goal?
11 billion.
That's a lot of money to help Craven out.
It's a very deep coma, you know. It's going to be expensive.
Now, I guess, we can't ask too much because you're representing Craven at the upcoming trial. So,
oh, yes. My ex-wife Louise and that no-good, traitorous Russian Anastasia Sexy Andy number one tried to murder my client with ruthless intentions, and we will not stand for this, and they will rot in prison if we have anything to say about it.
Well, I like to hear from Ginger Lynn about this. Like, Ginger, are you here?
Hello, honey. It's me, Ginger Lynn, lawyer extraordinaire, single female lawyer.
Now, Ginger Lynn, you are representing and defending both Louise and Anastasia. Yes. Do you think it's going to be a good fight between you and Louis and who, when it comes to this case?
It's an open and shut case, honey. They've got nothing. It's all fake crap. We're going to do well. We've got the money raised because we sold so much murder size. I think it was Chad who bought it all, but that's fine.
Now I'm going to have a mistrial because you can't represent the defense because we slept together. It's a conflict of interest.
That doesn't mean shit. You know that. The judge threw that out last court hearing. What's happening in this movie? I have no idea, honey.
I think they saw a ghost.
They're smoking Toby's ghost weed in this house.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of ghost weed. I think that's what they're smoking.
They have insurance. It's going to be expensive.
That's what the lady who owns the house, she's giving them ghost weed. That's why they're seeing ghosts everywhere.
Well, this is a fucked up situation. I gotta go visit Louise and Anastasia. We gotta work on our plan, but keep an eye on Louis. I'll see you all later.
I was gonna say, there's like not only that crow, but there's also like deers up on the wall back in the lounge room from earlier. And the chicken, is that chicken? It's a fox.
Head. It's a fox's head on some bones. What?
Oh.
What does the fox say?
Chaos. Rains.
This isn't an ancient book. Someone just fucking scribbled in this notebook
that's
right
a
now.
Metal fox.
That's not the Necronomicon. That's the Necronomicon.
That is. That's a metal ass fox. For real.
I liked like your joke, Speed. I'm giving the trombone to the fucking book that looks no, so
Paul
shit.
Paul and I are distracted by the idea of a new character that's just a heavy metal fox.
Heavy metal fox.
Listen to Metallica, bro.
Sounds
like Bonanza. Hi, children. How are you?
Yes, it's me, the heavy metal fox.
Oh! It's heavy metal fox.
Chaos.
Damn.
Oh, hello, heavy metal fox. Welcome to the show. Like, how does it feel to be a taxidermy head in this movie?
Much better. I'm out of my game now. Where'd you go?
So where can we listen to your music, Heavy Metal Fox?
I don't know. I haven't thought that that far. I'm a new character. I just got created. We
haven't got some thinking into it.
That's all right, Heavy Metal Fox. You go do strumming on your guitars, and then you can just come back and join us anytime.
That's the last time we may see that character.
But it'll be nominated for Best New Character at next year's awards.
Well, we got to go bigger this year. That's wherever this show goes, it's going bigger than last year. So
yes,
exactly.
Yay, no idea. We're halfway through this movie. No, no idea is too stupid for this show.
Exactly.
I don't even know what's happening in this movie. I'm so confused.
I have no idea either.
Is there a ghost?
I think they are just being haunted by the ghost of someone after their friend died while attending her funeral and being killed off.
But at the beginning, like right at the very beginning, there was some ritual going on, but the girl whose funeral they had, she like slit her own throat in front of everyone. So she's some kind of sacrifice, I'm guessing, but I'm guessing she's also responsible for everything because yeah. I'm sure this is going to turn out to be like one of those fucking early 2000s like thriller movies.
Yeah, kind of like it's going to be like she sacrificed herself or give into whatever this book told her to, and now she's going to sacrifice all of her friends along with it.
Some bullshit.
Yes.
I don't know. It's not really explained very well. Why would you waste that?
It was in the tub.
No smoking soft, in the tub.
Soft swooshing. If any of you assholes is about to run in here.
This guy looks like a poor, like the Teemu Robbie Amell.
He kind of is.
Yes, he does.
And it's, like, is it Robbie?
He really does.
The Teemu Robbie Amell.
It so is. We,
so we got the Teemu Barry Watson, the Teemu Robbie Amell.
The one of them's probably from Wish.
Yes. Oh!
And this is the ghost you get off AliExpress.
Hello, it's me, Tamario Gostolini. I didn't mean to scare that guy when he was in the tub.
Oh, were you making your linguine in there?
Yes, I was behind the curtain making some linguine with my ectoplasm, and then he saw me, and then he kind of freaked out, and he looks like Robbie Amell, and so it's creeping me out too, and he wasted his cigarette.
I mean, they're pretty much blaming weed for everything that's happening in this movie, and I feel very offended, especially for Batch, who is our bartender.
I am your bartender. I'm highly offended by this movie. Like, mm-hmm. We don't sell anything that makes you see this shit.
I mean, to be fair, it's they are only acting this way because they have been smoking the ghost weed, and this is what happens when you smoke a ghost weed.
You know what actually I think happened? Someone showed them a copy of Reefer Madness, and it got to their head.
Yes, that's what happens. Because you know, all the people in Reefer Madness, they're all ghosts now, so that is why they're inhabiting this movie.
That is true. So, how are you doing, Ghostolini?
Pretty good. I'm a little upset I didn't win the best new character, but you know, that is what it is, but I will make sure to bring even more ectoplasm and ghost weed and Italian stereotypes for the next year.
Colin's here. Do you want to give him some lasagna?
Oh, hello there, Colin. Would you like some lasagna with pasta sauce?
With the pasta sauce, no, I do not want any, thank you, though.
Oh, I'm very upset. I guess I'll have to give it to Marshall. Oh, Marshall! Oh.
Pussy get you a bit there.
Pasta sauce all over that pussy over there.
I am sorry, Marshall.
Mr. Gustolini, hey, it's me, Louis Lassa. How are you today?
Oh, good for you, Louis.
I must just say, I love your voice. Have you ever wanted to make a record before? I think you and I could go into business together.
Oh, I think I've always wanted to do a record. I'm a big fan of Dean Martino, so I want to sing all of his songs.
Can you sing one for us now?
Okay.
No, we're not going to give it away for free. We're not going to give away for free next week. Next week.
Okay.
Damn, what?
I want a good song.
Louis? Rude.
No, you got to make a build, 20. You got to get a build, people. You got to create some demand for this kind of stuff.
Yes,
you know?
I got to go record the demo, so I'll go with Louis, and we'll go record the demo in the recording studio. So anyways, I'll talk to you all later. Oh, bye, and ciao, bella boo.
So we're getting a musical debut next episode?
I guess.
Hmm.
Oh, they found the bones of animals in the attic.
This show is weird.
They found all the lost boners.
Is this like the Goonies are looking for the treasure of the lost boners?
Yes.
Did you give yourself the...
I did! That was terrible. Hi, Freddy.
I tried to build off your boner joke, though.
Also, you said bone, and Freddy heard you.
I know. And he's had a freaking 30-minute walk today.
No.
And you're still being a pain in the butt.
Also, listeners, if you want to become a Patreon subscriber, you get to see videos of Freddy.
Yeah, trying to lick my face. Aww. While sitting
and
on Mersh my lap.
Too. And Rocky, if he ever makes an appearance.
I've always wanted to do...
4902. Sorry.
I've always wanted to do, like, Life of Cats or Life of Dogs, like, for the podcast. I've always wanted to do shit like that. Just make little videos of, like, the day in the life of Mersh and Freddy. This shit would be hilarious to me.
Yeah, the day in the life little of voices. Freddy is annoying me. No, buddy. Oh.
We need a day in the life of...
day in the life of Rocky.
Stampy!
Stampy!
Freddy, go fuck Stampy. Leave me alone.
Oh, and we're back.
4905.
No vacancy.
little dog elephants like in The Simpsons. Little dog elephants? What did? Oh no, that was South Park. They're trying to fuck a pig and an elephant.
That's right. Yes, I was very confused for a minute.
I thought it was The Simpsons for a second. I've been watching a lot of like
the early South Park
lists about The Simpsons. No vacancy sign. Hey, Sheriff.
Hey,
I'm having dreams about killing people while I'm banging them. And he's like, good old boys, I'll tell you.
That sounds like a much more interesting movie than the one you guys are in.
Yeah.
Yes, Bane.
We're about to go film it. Want to be in it, Sheriff?
First of all, that Sheriff is a damn American hero. I didn't mean to be so loud. I'm sorry. First of all, okay, go ahead. I was going to say that American Sheriff, who's clearly Canadian, is a national treasure, and we need to be polite to him because he's a copper. Because their lives matter. First of all, we don't want any woke Trudeau seizing our bank accounts either. And also, we don't want that woke of ghost weed as well.
No, it's too woke.
It's too woke.
First of all,
oh, it's our sister.
Can I fix my megaphone? First of all,
first of all, you need to work. It's not a megaphone, it's a megaphone.
I'm sorry, yeah, I don't want to laugh out. That's so funny.
Also, this is technical difficulties. I'm sorry. We may have to go back later once we fix our megaphones.
Would you guys get out of here with the megaphones?
Yeah, get out of here, guys. Take your megaphone and get out of here.
Who gave them these megaphones?
It just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah, indeed. And they keep calling them megaphones and not megaphones. It's weird.
They keep setting it to MAGA, not mega.
Yeah, I know.
Said to ultra.
Damn.
They should have got Lynn Shay for this role.
That would have been interesting if it was Lynn Shay. At least, I mean, not that I'm saying this lady's a bad actress, but.
Yeah.
I just don't know what's happening. Listen.
I've banged so much. I've had so much tail. I've had so much tail that I've unleashed a ghost and it came out of this girl's pussy. And I don't know what to do about it.
We got to send you back. Now to
we
drink.
Got this book. We got this book, and it's not a porn book. It's not like a penthouse. I'm it's not a forum. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, except for that dirty pen.
See, yeah, look at that dude. Look at this massive dick.
That's my mom.
See,
that's
and
my
then
dad.
They got married. Yeah, yeah. They got married together and.
It looks so badly photoshopped.
Hey guys, you want to hear? Hey guys, you want to hear a really bad joke?
Of course.
What's a ghost's favorite porno magazine?
I don't know.
Penned Haunted House magazine.
I usually laugh at those jokes, but dude, today that one was really bad. Yeah.
I played the wrong sound
that
effect.
That was real bad.
I consider that a mixed real reception.
No.
I saw an opportunity, I went for it. And also this year for the show, and I'm going to do this for the next best of next year, I'm going to compile all my bad jokes together for a compilation.
It may create a black hole and destroy us all.
It might.
Yes. Yes. First of all, lady, I'm not taking my Canadian tuxedo off for anyone, even though I'm a Canadian actor with a weird southern accent, even though that's me doing it, not me.
I have no idea what's going on. Sorry. Paige. Didn't one of them get killed like 20 minutes ago?
I think so.
Yeah, she
oh, they're talking about it now. Oh, good.
The ghosts are taking their time.
I know, they've just realized now.
A guy struggle cuddle in a bath.
Yes.
Yeah, the ghost sex drive is not what it used to be, okay? He's older now.
He's a million ghost. Years old. He's an old ghost.
Yeah. He's an old ghost. He's got to take Viagra every once in a while. It's all right.
It's Toby a million years from now.
That's him right there.
It's Toby a million years from now.
This ghost is just like lifting up their shirts, just real fucking, like he's just struggle cuddling real bad. And, or am I watching a Toby?
What is happening?
Movie? Oh,
I got okay. Some squishies.
She's like, no, oh my God. Again, it's something about him.
Hello, it's me. I am the old
Who's
ghost
you?
In the movie.
Oh, hello. Okay, what is going on in this movie? Because none of us could actually figure it out.
Well, I have to say, as a very old ghost who's about a million years old, I used to look at a lot of different titties. Titties okay. are amazing. And it's now hard for me to lift a girl's shirt up and so I can have a good peek. Now, you see, back in my day...
Toby, this is you, isn't it? This is...
I'm Toby's grandfather, you know?
You sound a lot like Toby.
Uncle Vikram sell you generic Viagra for $2 a pill. For $2 a pill, Uncle Vikram sell you.
I will take that to you. Now, just hold on. It's going to take me 100 years to get the money out of my wallet. Hold on. It's going to take me a little bit. Sorry.
I love money.
I'm
way too late to even do anything right now.
Hold on. I got to go do some peeking, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
I
can't
no
believe those first of all guys didn't come during that lesbian scene because I don't think they'd want to see that scene. You know, deep down inside, people
what?
That are like homophobic, like it's fucked up.
Like, it is fucked up.
It's hella fucked up. Like, you love lesbians, but you're homophobic. Like, you're a dude and you love lesbians, or like you love watch, like whatever, but you're going to be all pissed off about it. Like,
yeah, it's stupid.
It's fucking. I can't.
If you jack off to it, you can't be mad. It exists.
But
exactly.
They're jacking off because they're angry about it.
I'm gonna jack off. Get out of here.
Hey, girl, you want to see my new chainsaw and hockey mask?
What is this?
She's got
bed?
Butterfly nets. It's cool.
Why are there Christmas baubles hanging up? Okay.
I'm gonna say.
She needs a dream catcher.
Oh my gosh, there's bed bugs in this
bed.
Yeah,
Simon.
Who's Simon?
Yeah, she's got hella bed bugs.
The bed bugs want to give bed hugs.
God damn it. I'm going to give this Airbnb a fucking... Can I give this Airbnb a fucking negative review? Like a negative star review? I don't think...
Airbnb is a bit fucked.
It's the Airbnb from hell.
There you go.
Okay, that was not bad. Okay, it is Airbnb from hell.
This is what the movie should have been titled.
Excuse me, my friends have been murdered in this Airbnb. Well, ma'am, you're still gonna have to pay the $500 cleaning fee and clean up the blood.
And also, you put a stain on one of the pillows.
Yeah, God damn it, that's the last time we rent an Airbnb from Uncle Vikram. Shit.
I know, he's such a stingy one. What is happening? She's pregnant.
Oh, titties, come on. Yeah, she's my having gosh. His devil baby. We are done.
Who's we?
Oh!
Whoa. He's like, ooh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. He's like, oh, that's so hot.
It's going to be a trauma scene soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, her eyes have got black.
Oh, what is with these pregnant. Dreams?
Ah, damn Listen, it, I keep
having... Women become a little more evil when they're pregnant, okay?
He's scared because he knows he knocked up his girlfriend and abortion is practically illegal everywhere in America, so they're fucked.
You can have abortions in America. You just need to know what alley to go to.
I said it's illegal. I didn't say anything about going to the alleyway, which they could do. I was just saying.
What has the show become?
I don't fucking know. I apologize. No, I don't.
Yes.
I don't apologize. The views and thoughts of Colin just represent everything. So
Colin won co-host of the year. So I guess that's the tone for the show now.
It exactly is.
It's America. That's just America. How Americans are. It's ridiculous. Like, you guys are right. That's how America is.
Oh man, this movie I'm watching on Tubi sucks.
That's a callback. That's an old callback.
What's this shitty found footage movie, guys? We should rate this. Look at how grainy the camera is. It's like they really, really found it.
We should give it 3 cards and letterbox.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, I've been possessed by a ghost. I think it might be that Toby guy.
Have you guys ever seen shit off the dark web? You ever sold somebody on the dark web?
I sold my ex-husband on the dark web.
You ever bought a kill on the dark web, guys?
Did you go to hireahitman.com?
Oh,
hey, it's me, Dark Web Dave.
Oh, hey, Dark Web
Dave. You guys talk about the dark web?
Well, what do you have in store? What do you have for up for sale on the dark web today, Dark Web Dave?
I got a box of kittens, you know, just the most darkest stuff on the dark web.
It's pretty fucking dark, bro.
They're not very cute kittens, they're ugly kittens.
They're not the kittens from Santa Claus, are they?
Maybe not. How much do you want for them?
How much are you giving them for? Tell me your price. That's not too bad. 79 Bitcoin.
You,
all right.
Can you do a better price than what Uncle Vikram would offer, but also a better product?
Okay. I've got some heroin, at least cookies. And a box of used underwear. Not mine. No. Not my underwear. Oh. Somebody else's underwear.
I'm assuming it's Chad's underwear?
Allegedly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. I think that's a good deal.
B wants to buy it. Yeah.
All right. I'll make that deal, Dark Web Dave.
Okay.
All right. You got to make the deal. I think the deal's done.
Yep.
Very nice.
Nice.
So what's going on in this movie?
In 6 to 9 months.
Yes. Hello, I look forward to it in 6 to 9 months.
So do we know what's happening, or?
See, this is basically like the movie version of Louise and Toby's meeting. Except, you know, the roles are reversed.
Maybe. But is this a dream? Is this real? Oh my gosh.
Marcy, the subtitle said Grant Beth, so switch it around. It's Beth Grant from Willy's Wonderland.
And I don't like you. I don't think you're committed to Sparkle Motion, babe.
Or in this movie's case, she is upset because they're not committing to spooky motion.
Did he just stab him?
Oh! Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Robbie Amell.
So, is that girl alive or dead? Or is he seeing things? Or is it a ghost?
Yes, to
or is she haunting his thoughts?
I think he's going to... She is a ghost who's haunting him, and he's going to go around and accidentally kill all the friends.
Maybe he has... His dreams have been him murdering people.
So why do I get the feeling Lewis is going to use this movie as evidence in the trial of what Louise and Toby are like?
But you know what this is kind of reminding me of? Terry and Todd.
Oh.
Trying not to take the blame and blaming someone else.
Oh.
How do we link this back to our last movie?
Well, we can't because it's a whole new phase this year. So this we're starting afresh with this movie.
Okay.
So
but
basically.
What was the last movie? Was it The Fireplace or Santa Claus?
The fireplace.
Well, that fireplace links to every movie because every movie has a fireplace.
And this house looks Lawyer. Old, so. I'm so upset I've ran out of ghost weed.
And who's the older lady? Is she meant to be the girl's mum that's dead?
I think so.
I don't know. You know what? Out of all the Tubi originals we've watched for the show, which is not that many, Titanic 666 might be my favorite.
See, this is why you don't... This is why they... This
oh,
is
wait,
how,
what am I what? Talking about? Sorry. Shark Side of the Moon is my favorite.
Yeah, but that wasn't like... I mean, that still counts. Like... Oh my gosh.
What has she all got right. all over her mouth? Oh, it's just the fucking... Pixel bar on my screen.
Oh my gosh, why is there ectoplasm all over this floor?
Toby's grandpa, his Viagra kicked in.
Damn, Uncle Vikram, you said that was like elephant pills, bro. That's tight. I guess they work. Elephant.
I feel bad because Shark Side of the Moon is the best Tubi original. But I mean, for the voted ones, out of the few we've done, I would give it to Titanic 666, then Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood.
Mm. See, this is why the filmmakers behind this movie were smart. They gave this movie the title of Marry, Fuck, Kill because they knew they had a bad movie. It's like, oh, how are we going to get people to watch this movie? I know, let's just call it Marry, Fuck, Kill. That would entice people.
Who's Asmodeus?
Oh! Oh, she's going... Oh! Oh, she did.
Do you know how fake that was? That was hilarious. It looked like a fucking rag doll with a mop head.
With a mop head?
Add.
1 hour, 6 minutes, 34. Look at that poor bird.
It's the bird from the house.
It's the birds from Birdemic.
Which may or may not be one of my movies for this year's.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Oh my God, we have to watch this. Is this going to be on Tubi?
Oh, Sarah Brightman.
Right? This is going to be really good, guys. Sunset.
Oh, it's here in Melbourne.
Let's go.
We're back. Oh. 1 hour, 6 minutes. Bade? Whoa. We to that show in May.
Yeah, I think so.
I kind of want to see Sarah Brightman in that.
This
not
going to
lie, it's Sunset Boulevard.
I know.
You have to do your best, Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, how about... Okay, hold on. Let me get into character.
He looks like if Matt Berry and Ryder Strong had a baby. That's what he looks
like. Oh, he does. He does look a little bit like Ryder Strong.
The Matt Berry part is spot on, though.
And she looks like Timu Allison Hannigan.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Marcy, did you see the Bull Club Gold thing I put in the group with a way for them to bring back Juice while he's on injury?
Oh, the Juice Blade.
Yes, Blade Juice Blade. Thing.
Juice Blade. Juice.
Rock yeah. Hard.
Yes.
Virgin bro.
They got to make them baby faces. They got to make Bull Club baby faces.
Oh, they definitely are. JY got the like hot tag and shit.
Oh my gosh, they mentioned my friend Stephanie. How do they know Stephanie? Oh my gosh.
Why is there a Stephanie in every movie we watch?
I know, Becky. It's so weird.
Bede, I'm still waiting for the Sunset Boulevard
impression. Oh, sorry. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille. Hello, children. Hello, I'm Norma Desmond. I'm a very, very old actress. And I'm here to talk to you. And I see that they're filming in my house.
Jesus.
You said you're not talking about carpet munching.
Oh, honey, first of all, I'm very much an aging actress. I'm 70 years old, and I've been in so many movies. I even played Jesus in a movie once, which is ironic because they mentioned him before. Yes, it was a different type of time then.
What is happening?
And also, I've been married at least 7 times, including to Eric Roberts. He was a wonderful, wonderful man.
I am so confused by this movie and even more confused by whatever you're doing now, B.
I better get going because I gotta go take my close-up right now. I'll be back later.
Well, that was weird.
That was weird, B. What's going on?
I have no idea.
Did they drug that guy?
Everybody?
This dude, yeah. The sheriff looks like Bill Burr with a mustache.
No, it looks like the dude from NYPD Blue, the fat guy, Dennis...
Dennis Franz.
He looks like Dennis Rader. Yeah, he looks like Dennis Franz.
Dennis Franz.
Yeah, I almost said Dennis Rader.
That damn ghost weed is making everybody hallucinate. I'm going to have to arrest you to take you downtown because you've been taking too much of that ghost weed.
This guy reminds me of the sheriff from Thanksgiving for some reason. With a more realistic mustache. Listen.
You know, the effects of ecstasy, kids, is really bad.
Let me tell you about drugs.
Hello, everybody. My name is RJ Crockett. I'm from the Money Plane.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Hi, RJ.
I survived the Money Plane. I got shot. And I may or may not be Matthew Lawrence, but that's beside the point. But anyways, I thought I'd come on the show to let you know that I survived. And now I'm going to bet on a man fucking an alligator. Because you know why? Money Plane.
Money Plane.
Money Plane. Okay, so we're still talking about Money Plane.
Yes, we're going to, even though it's a new phase of your show. But anyways, before I come by and say hello, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
You know, a movie is like does not have our attention when every character and new character pops in.
Yes, we start just throwing shit at the wall to see what happens.
Right, and see what sticks, yeah.
We've already got like 4 new characters up for the award this year.
Well, I wonder what returning character is going to show up right now.
Ooh.
Hello.
Oh!
Hello, baby Craven.
Oh, it's Baby Craven and Robot Martha.
Hello, it's me, Martha. And it's the baby I've been looking after.
Well,
yes,
I mean...
Martha's my nanny. My robot nanny. She sharpens my knife.
So is Robot Martha looking after you while your dad's in a coma, Baby Craven?
Yes.
And also your mom's in prison?
Give Dad an Uncle Louis Money. So daddy gets out of coma.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing that Robot Martha is looking after you because your dad's in a coma, your mum's in prison, because I know in the last, on the fireplace episode, she's basically taken full custody of you as well and has made sure that your dad's DNA does not match yours at all. She has nothing to do with you anymore.
That didn't happen.
I'm pretty sure it did. If you ask Louise.
Why does Louise is crazy. Something? She tried to kill my dad, so you can't say anything that she says is true.
But Martha, it has been a while since you've been on the show. How's it been? What's life been like looking after baby Craven?
Well, it's quite terrible, but at least I wasn't asked to breastfeed him.
Well, that's a good thing.
I've stabbed her a million times and she doesn't get hurt, so I like it.
The more he stabs me, the more powerful I ultimately become because I'm a robot.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a good thing, at least not for me, that he is stabbing you and not me, because he loves to stab me.
Well, I should warn you, Bead, I did sharpen up his favorite knife, and I did give it back to him.
Give me a beat.
Baby Craven, I think you need to go, because you should be watching this happen on screen.
Okay, you need to go.
Hello. Robot Martha, you need to take Baby Craven out of here. This is not appropriate for him.
Okay.
Yes,
still,
I will be taking him away, but I'll be watching this scene because I have no idea what's going on. But thank you. I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.
So, girls, guys, I think we just finished watching Wolves of Wall Street. We should reenact the werewolf orgy.
What is happening?
Why are we seeing more butt crack in this movie than actual boobs?
This is the most,
G-rating orgy I've ever seen.
It is.
Any boobs. There's not been a boob on the screen at all.
Disappointed.
This entire movie.
I'm so confused.
They're like pretending, they're like dry humping and like nobody wants to see that in their Fuck, Marry, Kill movie. I want to see actual titty. Like, I was looking forward to seeing these chicks' titties. Like, I was looking forward to it.
There's no titties, actual titties.
First of all, this liberal hippie commie Democrat movie is not giving the titties. This movie is very woke because it's telling us that because of the woke society and the woke mind virus, that everyone doesn't have to show their boobs and also their penises. If they're having sex, they gotta have their bras and undies on.
I'm very confused. Yes. But I'm very confused.
I'm very confused too, so that's why I'm a little confused right now. But that's beside the point.
I don't know what is happening in this movie.
Who gave these guys bullhorns? Get out of here.
Yeah, I think we need to get the megaphones away from those guys.
Yep. What is happening?
I am confused. Beth's dead. She was watching this movie.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, wait a minute. She's a Timu Amy Adams.
Well, we have a candidate for worst movie so far.
Hey, I said that at the very beginning of this episode. This movie has the potential to be the worst movie candidate.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm just going by the fact that she's sacrificing all of them.
Mm.
And she's involved. She must be in love with What's-Her-Face, who killed herself. Oh!
What is happening?
Magic. White girl magic.
Who is that?
They're contacting Blazuzu.
They are calling Blazuzu.
Not Blazuzu.
Come to us, Blazuzu.
But what is
eat our pussy.
Oh, it's her!
Oh, wow.
Her makeup looks like a clank. Makes it look like a Klingon.
Who threw up on her face?
For real?
That's
what
happens
that?
When you take the mad mushrooms.
Oh,
you
no, it's Blue Zuzu. It's Blue Zuzu.
Blue Zuzu.
How you doing, please, Zuzu?
Pretty good, actually.
Oh, that's good to know.
If you're she's talking to
Blue Zuzu. Blue Zuzu, did this movie conjure you up?
No, all of you said my name like three times, so that's where pretty much
That makes
I'm sorry,
so much
I
sense.
Don't know if we needed you.
Did you actually
you or not.
Want anything, or you wasted my fucking time?
Well, we're sorry, Blue Zuzu.
Jesus.
Oh, she just said the title.
Oh, this is nearly finished.
Time is up, Blue Zuzu.
So the game Marry, Fuck, Kill
meant nothing.
I think it's like, oh, he's the kill, so he has to kill everyone.
Oh.
Yeah, but if you're picked as kill, that means you get killed, so that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If someone picks you to fuck, that means apparently they have to fuck you. And if you pick someone to get married, you literally have to marry them.
Yes.
This is stupid.
See, this is why this movie, it's almost like the makers behind this movie didn't know what the what the actual game of the movie is.
Mm-mm. I don't think they did.
They did not. Do I look like Amy Adams?
Yeah, but why does she care?
All this is to have sex with someone.
Is it though? Oh, fuck off, ads. 1 hour, 18 minutes, 50 seconds. There's that bird again.
The lady shake.
I'm
going to start doing the lady shake. All right, ads are over 1 hour, 18:52.
Oh,
are they all
That's
dead?
That's tight.
Yes.
They all died.
They all died and went back to their Teemu planet.
Worst orgy ever.
What's happened to her face now? She's all got like...
Wait.
She has her hair is all gray. It looks like how I did it when I was in a production of Chicago. I just like... Just got like erasers like on blackboards and just dabbed it all over my head to make it look like I had gray hair.
She offered him her throat.
She's a Klingon. She's Klingon makeup.
She's actually rosé sad.
Oh,
she's very rosé sad.
She's rosé sad because witch bitch is way better looking than her. I mean, you can't deny Witch Bitch is the best looking character.
Witch Bitch is hardcore.
Did somebody say Baby Rosé? It's me!
Oh, Baby Rosé, you're still around?
Yes, I survived the red wine wedding. Since I was only a little baby, I was able to hide under a desk and not get stamped on by Stampy.
Oh, well, that's a relief. Hey, Baby Rosé, this movie's a bit naughty. I don't know if you should be watching it.
That's okay. My mum and dad let me watch, adult movies all the time.
Who's taking care of you? Because Louise is in prison.
Well, that's very simple. It's a very special person who's looking after me. It just happens to be...
It's me, Sherry Lulu! I survived as well!
You're both two babies. You can't take care of each other.
No. I'm the oldest sister, honey.
How old are you?
Oh.
I'm at least 16 years old.
Okay. So why do you sound like you're 4?
Well, because I need... Oh. Hold on. There we go.
Are you okay there, Sherry? Lulu?
That's because, first of all, when you're little and you're watching a very hot shower scene like I am right now, I mean, sometimes your voice gets a little bit, a little higher and it makes you sound like a baby.
Why are people still having sex in this movie?
It's that ghost weed. It's my stepdad told me the ghost is ghost weed.
Oh. Well, keep that away from baby Rosé, because that's weird. Yes,
I'd say responsible.
Mm-hmm. I will make sure not to give it to her. I believe me, baby Rosé doesn't really need any ghost weed.
Mm. Yeah, I do. I want all the ghost weed. I want all the ghost weed. Give it to me. Give me.
Somebody, where's Bob the Wrangler or whatever his name is?
He's got to wrangle adult? The children. Did we get an adult in here?
Yes.
Yeah, we need a proper adult.
He's got to wrangle the children.
Hold on.
I don't even, is he dead? Is this heaven? What the fuck is this?
I honestly have no idea.
Is that the girl who died at the beginning?
I think so.
No.
Is it his sister?
He slit her throat. No, he slit her throat because...
Oh, there's still like, with the animal wrangler. How are you doing today? You need some to wrangle or something?
We got a couple of Louise's kids that are just out of control, so you may have to wrangle them up.
Mm-hmm. I do have to wrangle them up. What shall we do it? What's your name?
Bede.
The kid, the little girl.
Oh, the kids. I'll just get them for you.
It's me, baby Rosé. Baby Lou. Sherry Lulu.
Okay. Very scientific. This is how I bring all my kids.
That's how you should wrangle kids.
Hello, it's me, baby Rosé.
I'm not sure that's what you're supposed to be doing, Bob the Wrangler. I think you should be punching kids.
Everybody's too woke. Of course, sleeping, that's the way you should do shit.
And now we can get on with the show.
Okay, yeah, okay, right. No worries.
They just put them in a net and taken them away.
Yes. Guys, this is me being real. Why? This is really is the stupidest show on the planet.
It is.
And I love it.
It's crazy. It's the new year. We gotta do
no wonder someone. No wonder someone out there in the US gave us one star on Apple Podcasts.
Well, you know what? They're on my shit list for giving us one star. Go fuck yourself. Do you hate fun?
Yes. They do.
Apparently you do.
You know what I'm actually, you know what we should do, and I've been wanting to do this for Trash Panda. We should just make that one star review a t-shirt of ours.
Well, it's only just a rating, so there's no actual review, unfortunately.
Oh, damn. Pussy. Come at us. Come at us for real. Call me a pussy. I'll come at you, motherfucker. If you are not like, you're just going to give us a one star? You're not even going to review the show? Come at me, bro. Come at me. I won an award this year. Come at me, bro.
Oh, shit. Throw the gauntlet down.
One star, motherfucker. I'll make that shit a t-shirt, and I'll wear it every day, proud as fuck. Because, let's go.
You can't cancel someone who does not give a fuck.
Oh.
That's right.
She killed herself.
So that's why she died? Because of this... Witch person?
It's witch bitch.
Yeah, but witch bitch is better. What the fuck is an Asmodeus?
That's the demon.
It's their god, yeah.
What is this?
Grant, gasping.
He's like, I don't want to... I told you, that's too much. The safe word.
The safe word is Martha. No, the safe word is Raiders.
He's like...
Oh, it is Raiders. The safe word is Raiders.
He's like, I'm about to come.
Is he dead by ghost?
Yeah, he died.
Yes.
Yeah, he...
Didn't she slit her throat at the beginning of this movie?
I have honestly no idea.
Yeah, and then he slit her throat, and then she made him come while she was choking him to death. It was insane.
It went from being come to...
ridiculous.
See, if you die as you're coming, does it start off being cum and then turns into ectoplasm if you did?
That's how Toby got created.
Mm. Exactly. And now she's free.
You got conceived like that. Yeah.
But wasn't Jesus she gone. Dead?
Was yes. she...
Quebec.
Oh, the Canadian!
Oh, of course. Of course, it's so bad. It's made in Canada. There's no
fucking
kitties.
Trudeau.
Fucking Canada. How dare you?
Fucking Bryan Adams.
Wait, what's this movie? Canada. When it rings, Death is Calling, and it looks like a kid's rotary phone.
Oh my god, can you please click on that at least a minute?
Coming up next is Homecoming, When It Rings, The Hand That Feeds, Lila, and Captive. And two of those are Tubi original movies. But anyways, so that was Marry, Fuck, Kill. And I guess thank you to our Patreon subscribers for picking this movie.
Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
But before we wrap up the show, I didn't get a chance to do this on the award show because the show just went insane and then we had to cut to black. But guys, do you want to know what our 10 most popular episodes of last year were?
Yes.
Okay. So our 10 most popular episodes of last year, according to the supermarcy.com download page, are number 10, Cocaine Shark.
Hell yeah.
Number 9, UHF. Mm-hmm. Number 8, Ghost Card Do It. Number 7, Cannibal, the Musical.
Nice.
Number 6, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And thanks for our friend of the show, Rick Ives, for that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Monster Brawl.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Number 4, number 5 was Monster Brawl. Number 4, I got the numbers confused. Anyways, number 5, Samurai Cop.
Okay. Tight.
Number 4, Thanksgiving. Number 3, fuck me dead. All right, number 4, Samurai Cop. Number 3, Thanksgiving. Number 2, Shark Side of the Moon. And finally, number 1, Murder Size.
Hell
are you
yeah,
sure that's the
size.
Order?
That is the order. Or should I read it again to confirm?
No, it's okay.
I'm so confused. But
Money Plane didn't get in the top 10?
Nope.
There's no way. Money Plane is a great episode.
Yeah, surprisingly, though, it didn't get in the top 10, but those are our top 10 most popular episodes of last year.
Mm.
Money Plane. It won so many. Oh,
money played. But anyways, though, that is the end for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
You can find us at supermarcy.com. And you can always find all the links relevant to the 2B Tuesdays podcast at our link tree, which is linktr.ee/the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And of course, you can find the Super Network on your socials as well. And me personally, I'm on all the socials as Super Marcy and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And I'll be, by the time this is out, hopefully I'll be back with After Dark with Super Marcy. So you can also check that out as well.
Awesome. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we have classic issues of the Amazing Spider-Man. And this week, our brand new issue with Ultimate Spider-Man number 1. Follow Pop4D on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters and all the others.
Nice. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me at TrashPandaPodcast.com and you can find me on the Trash Panda Podcast whenever. Just go find it. It's tight. That's it. I'm good. Short and sweet.
Nice. And if people want to find me personally, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, at Letterboxd, under BeJamide. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also you can hear my solo shows, Bead versus the Living Dead, and its spinoff, Bead and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bead versus the Living Dead podcast feed. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, our first official episode for the year. However, next month, for the entirety of February, or should I say February?
Oh.
We're going to be doing something different for the show. The entire month, we're going to be watching episodes of Doctor Who, but we're going to be doing four episode storylines for 4 weeks, like each week, of course.
So we're watching Vintage Who, so OG Doctor Who, and I believe James Simpson's going to be joining us the entire month. Because he's a master movie, so we can ask him, what the fuck is going on?
Yes.
I'm like, good.
And each one of us will pick a different doctor for each week, sorry. Each of us, when it's our turn, will have a different doctor. So we get four flavors of doctor for the podcast for next month.
Definitely.
It's on Tubi, so we're watching it. So.
Exactly.
Yes. And then
stay tuned for that.
Yeah, definitely. So stay tuned for February next month, or next Tuesday, I should say. And we'll see you all then. See you next Tuesday, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Love does devour. Lust grabs all the power. And my heart can never be still.
My condolences on the loss of your friend.
Thank you.
It'd warm her heart, you being here.
She called and I blew her off.
This makes no sense. After she walked in and Beth hated us. And then somehow sweetly leaves us in her will.
You stay here. And Beth assigned your death warrants.
These look human.
What did you see, Grant?
No, what? Who?
Know something's happened here.
She wants us to know something, some secret. Escape while you still can.
You breaking Beth's heart. That's why we're all here, right?
I warned you, all of you.
Hello, my love.